This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Just when we were starting to figure out yellow cards from red cards, and just when we were starting to figure out what a dive looks like, and just when we were getting used to the clock counting up instead of down, it's over. Of course, there are other games still to be played, but who cares, really? They're countries we don't care about. But for now, it's back to baseball, and then getting ready for the football we know and understand.
There's radio host Cliff Albert with a commentary on the end of the World Cup, at least as far as the United States is concerned. And so we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a review of the top 10 items. World Cup number 10 on this week's TRCS. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the first week of July 2014. Happy July 4th weekend. In fact, we're going to review the top 10 talk topics. I always like every week to start the program out with that. The top 10 talk topics determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Includes Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's all about talk. As Roberta Fasanelli in New York City would say, it's talk. It's all about talk. So have a cup of coffee and enjoy our review of the items from number 10 to number 1.
Number 9.
Number 9, the situation with Israel, Palestine, that sort of thing, turmoil in the Middle East. Here's host Lee Rayburn talking to Middle East correspondent Robert Berger about Israel's retaliation after three Jewish seminary students were found killed on the West Bank.
What has Israel's reaction been to finding these three children's bodies?
Well, first of all, shock and mourning across the nation, but on the ground, is Israeli warplanes have hit 34 targets in the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. Israel is blaming Hamas. That's the Palestinian Islamic militant group that controls Gaza for the kidnap, even though it took place on the West Bank. And Israel has said that Hamas will pay a heavy price.
Are there suspects in question? Is Israel looking for those they believe who are responsible for the death of these three Jewish seminary students?
Yes, Lee, and indeed. Interestingly, the Israelis already several days ago had actually named the two members of Hamas, it says, kidnapped these three Israeli youths. So they're known Hamas militants, but they are at large, and they've evaded a massive Israeli dragnet in the West Bank. As we speak, thousands of Israeli troops are still searching the West Bank trying to find these guys.
What are the Israelis saying this morning? What are you hearing from folks in the city?
Well, you know, this is a case that's been watched very closely all across the country. It's a, you know, Israel's a very small country, 8 million people. And so when an event like this happens, the whole nation rallies around the families, and everyone was hoping and praying that they would somehow come home safely. But very sad ending, and people are sad and sorry, and they really feel for these families who lost their loved ones.
Any concerns that these targeted bombings could expand and we could see some long-term violence back and forth as a response?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the danger. I think both sides, both Israel and Hamas, want to avoid that from happening. But Israel feels that after an event like this, it has to do something. I should say that they've already done a lot. The Israelis have been searching the West Bank now for nearly 3 weeks. They've arrested 400 Palestinian militants, mostly from Hamas. So they've also captured a lot of weapons and damaged the Hamas infrastructure. So perhaps Israel might say, look, you know, let's try to avoid an escalation. You know, it also is the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, so I think neither side is really interested in making this get a lot worse.
Number 8.
Number 8 this week on the countdown, the target corporate entity has said, no guns, please, in our stores. And that brings about any excuse whatsoever to talk about guns is something that talk hosts, especially during the week of the 4th of July when most of the full-time talk hosts are on vacay, you find people like host John Hines talking about Target asking their customers to not bring guns into the store to shop.
Target Corporation put out a statement regarding their gun policy. They've been pressured for a while by moms. The group of founder Moms Demand Action, that they ban guns in their store, in their stores, and they're not doing that. Instead, they said, you know, whatever the local laws allow, we'll allow too. But it'd be nice if you didn't. We respectfully ask guests not to bring your firearms into the store. Is that a good enough way to handle it? Is that the way they should have handled this? I mean, they don't have a legal right, perhaps, to say you can't do this. They said, our leadership team has been weighing this complex issue, been listening carefully to the nuances, and today we shared our position with the team and subsequently our guests. That means you and me and people who shop at Target. See, the moms were successful in getting other companies like Chipotle, Starbucks, Sonic, Chili's, Jack in the Box, to alter their policies regarding guns in their outlets. But they kind of weren't with Target. However, they're appreciative. I suppose part of their saving some face. And, you know, a lot of this came about after images of, you know, guys with their long guns slung over their shoulder, walking up and down the aisle where kids are on the floor playing with toys. It just didn't look, as a matter of fact, it was a picture that looked odd enough that even the National Rifle Association said, you know, that's not a good idea. They kind of scolded the particular Texas gun rights group for carrying their rifles in the stores, calling the practice not neighborly. So it's almost like Target is saying the same thing.
Isn't it amazing how somebody can make something out of nothing? And that's, and Target says, please leave your guns at home. And the world of right-wing conversation, news talk radio, goes somewhat bananas. And so do some of the people that are interested in listening to those conversations. Are you one of them? 888-302-3684. Comments to Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly talk radio countdown show.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Boston beer, pretty awesome, massive responses.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like all American-made Breed Love acoustic guitars, 15% off. A Simmons electronic drum set for just $299. Or M Audio Studio monitors just $99 each. And pick up a boom mic stand for just $19. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Okay, where to?
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find his houses in his neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Number 7.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing with a focus on the 7th most interesting or popular talking point, according to Talkers Magazine, and that is a focus on Hillary Clinton. From CNN, Fareed Zakaria breaks down what he thinks Mrs. Clinton needs to do should she officially decide she's going to run for president next time around.
Hillary Clinton's great challenge will be to decide whether she represents change or continuity. Mrs. Clinton will make history in a big and dramatic way if she's elected as the first woman president. But she will also make history in a smaller, more complicated sense as well. She would join just three other non-incumbents since 1900 to win the White House after their party had been in power for 8 years. She would be the first to win who was not the vice president or the clear protege of the incumbent president. Let me give you some examples to clarify. Only three candidates who were not running as incumbent presidents have won a third or fourth term for a party since 1900. William Howard Taft, Herbert Hoover, and George H.W. Bush, Bush Sr. Six others tried and lost. James Cox, Adlai Stevenson, Richard Nixon in 1960, Hubert Humphrey, Al Gore, and John McCain. Interestingly, even the three successful ones all had only one term in office. But the challenge for Hillary Clinton can be seen through the prism of her predecessors. Should she run for change or continuity? The three who won all ran firmly as protégés of the president, promising to extend his policies. They also ran in economic good times with popular presidents. That's not always a guarantee, of course. James Cox promised to be 1,000,000% behind Woodrow Wilson's policies. But since Wilson was himself wildly unpopular, as was his signature policy, the League of Nations, Cox received the most resounding drubbing in the popular vote in history. Today, the country is on a slow recovery and President Obama's approval ratings are low. That might suggest that the best course would be for Hillary Clinton to distance herself from her former boss. But Obama, Obamacare, and other policies of this president are very popular among many Democratic groups. And remember, the three people in her shoes who have won all ran on continuity. Now, Mrs. Clinton's recent memoir suggests that she has not yet made up her mind as to what course she will follow. The book is a carefully calibrated mixture of praise and criticism, loyalty and voice, such that she can plausibly go in whatever direction she chooses. Now, the world today is different, and Hillary Clinton is in a unique position, especially if she can truly mobilize women voters. But history does suggest that choosing change or continuity, that will truly be her hard choice.
All right, so here's a way for us to think about this as we move forward in this conversation. That is whether Hillary Clinton ought to stick to what Barack Obama has done or not. The people who elected the last president, the group, were the millennials. They stayed home. They really stayed home big time in the second go-round, with the exception of people who weren't really considered politically motivated. The people motivated by race, the people motivated by an idea or two, they're the ones who voted. But when it comes right down to it, Obama is so, his popularity has taken a huge fall among this group. And basically the tone among those who would say they are Democrats has changed as well. So she better not, my observation would be, better not hang on to Obama's coattails. 21 after the hour.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six is a focus on the president. We were just talking about Mrs. Clinton here on the countdown. The president and his executive orders. The Supreme Court, I use the term, pinned back his ears because it kind of, some people say, that's a racist comment just because he's got big ears. No, it's meant to be amusing. Those of you who have no sense of humor or don't think it's funny, sorry. But he did, in essence, have his ears pinned back three different ways this past week by pronouncements that came from the Supreme Court. One of them has to do with all those recess executive orders and appointments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So let's listen to an evaluation of that. Here's host Jimmy Barrett talking to political analyst Mark Rush about the controversy, the use of executive orders, and what's been turned back, overturned, if you will, by the Supreme Court.
What's the difference between an executive action and an executive order?
Really, the difference is one of form, if not really not substance. An executive order technically is an official document, needs to go into the Federal Register, is public, and so forth. Executive actions are sort of, if you will, internal memos, just how to do things. They aren't binding, if you will, or official legal documents that need to be published. So as a result, I would equate executive actions to presidential signing statements and whatnot. They or something in that area where they're not absolutely official documents, but they're basically statements to the effect of, here's what the law says, here's how I understand it, here's how we in the executive branch are going to operate. And so it allows the president, essentially, when he's having a fight with the Congress, to either get around or, qualify what Congress's intent is.
Or, in his case, he's been accused of ignoring the law when it comes to immigration and naturalization, for example. So is this a way of trying to find a paper trail?
Right, I think it's that. Is he ignoring the law, or, and again, this is, whenever there have been partisan tensions between the two branches, you have this sort of thing happen. I mean, when Clinton sent troops into Kosovo, it was the same sort of thing. Congress actually, members of the House went and sued. When Carter nullified parts of a treaty we had with China, Goldwater went and sued in court. And in both of those cases, the court basically said, get out of here. You guys in this is the Congress of the United States. If you can't solve your own problems, don't ask us to do it for you. And so what you have here is really basically an absolute partisan blockade and impasse between the the Congress and the President, and you see both houses trying to maneuver now outside the usual channels of negotiation and so forth. So, yeah, the House is threatening to try to find a paper trail, try to go to federal court. The courts probably aren't going to do much to help the Congress. They'll tell them to go back. This is the more powerful branch of the government. They'll say, go do your job, guys.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. The President hasn't been doing so well in front of the U.S. Supreme Court here lately, especially in some of these 9-0 rulings, like against the recess appointments, for example.
Well, and again, there's another good example of this work where the President kind of pushed the envelope a little too far. And again, if you read through that, this the sort of glamorous aspect of this, on a President taking on the Congress and so forth, you know, politics and the appointments process. But, you know, the nuts and bolts of this decision boil down to the technical definition the court's going to use of a recess. When is a recess not a recess? If the two houses can't get along and they force one another to have these pro forma sessions where technically you or I can go in, bang the gavel, and say we're in session and then leave and do nothing. Is the Senate or the House really in session, as opposed to a full-blown, bona fide declaration that we're now not conducting business for 10 days? And essentially, Justice Breyer suggested, no, an appointment, a recess really is 10 days or more. It's funny, actually, of all people, Justice Scalia is very upset with this decision because he says, no, what this does is really, in some ways, expands the notion of what a recess appointment is. Scalia, would, like the lower federal court, would actually control this and say a recess appointment can only apply to an opening that happens during a recess, as opposed to, say, a fight we've been having over a particular judicial appointment for 12 months. We can't get it resolved. Boom, Congress goes into recess session. I can appoint them. Scalia says the court has still sort of left that door open. It's just that they've shrunk the window in which that power can be utilized. So what you've got here is politics masquerading or now trying to be cloaked in constitutional language.
Ah, there we go. Politics. Can you imagine that entering into what goes on at the Supreme Court? Amazing. I know it's hard for you to imagine that, but just put your thinking cap or your opinion cap on. As we move on, the number 5 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show will be up next, so please stay tuned for that. I'm Doug Steffen.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound, free.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strength bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $1.69 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663.
Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Number five item or issue in terms of conversation circles this week, as we review them on the Talk Radio Countdown show, has to do with the hurricane, first hurricane of the season. And with that comes a lot of conversation about global warming, because it seems awfully early for there to be a hurricane. So the hurricane has been named Arthur. It arrived in time for the 4th of July up and down the East Coast, messing with some of your holiday plans. The fact that it is a matter of record that there have been hurricanes at this point in past years, there haven't been recently, but that doesn't stop people from thinking about, oh, my God, the world's coming to an end again. In more practical terms, here's host Charlie Parker with reporter Joe Charo about the hurricane ruining a lot of plans for the weekend.
Tourism is a big part of that area, the South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, Hatteras area, about $18 billion a year. I think they were expecting somewhere in the neighborhood of 300,000 visitors this weekend. Are they letting people into the Outer Banks, Hatteras Island area, or is there mandatory evacuations or even any suggested evacuations taking place?
There are suggested evacuations in most of the Outer Bank Islands. As far as mandatory evacuations, Hatteras Island is the only one, and it's the only one they're telling people to definitely get out. Mm-hmm. And that's because of the road that goes in there. Even during nice weather on a holiday weekend, it takes a couple hours
right
to get there from the main coast. And if that storm surge moves as it's expected to, it's going to cut those people off if they don't evacuate.
Well, we know that you don't, that a hurricane doesn't have to make landfall to bring with it rains inland. And they're expecting rains now because of Arthur all the way up the entire eastern coast. As a matter of fact, I think the Boston Pops July 4th concert has been moved because they're expecting heavy rains up into the northeastern part of the United States.
That's right. Even along the area of northern Virginia, Delaware, Ocean City, that part of the country, there's going to be some really heavy rain. And then farther up the coast, there will be rain, but it's not going to have those winds in most locations until you get all the way up until up to eastern Massachusetts, Cape Cod, and then the storm is expected to skirt it possibly. Still kind of depends on the track, but there are no hurricane warnings up in that location, but they're expecting at least some good heavy rain and some strong winds.
Number four.
Interesting, from the Much Ado About Nothing department, that conversation. So the wind and rain, why is that a big news event? Well, it's a hurricane. All right, number four this week, something of interest to those of you who are politically motivated to converse. The approval ratings for the president are not too good. I mentioned that a few minutes ago with regard to Mrs. Clinton and what she ought to do, according to the speculators, if she's running in 2016, stay as far away from the president's record as possible. Well, that may be a dicey thing. But in terms of the president himself, here's host Nick Reed discussing what a couple of the recent polls this past week, finding that the president is rated the worst president since the Second World War.
The Washington Times writes, with Mr. Obama deploying military troops to Iraq, failing to find compromise with Congress, and seeing major defeats in the Supreme Court, voters continue to sour on him. Quinnipiac found 40% of voters say the country would have been better off with Mitt Romney. 38% say Obama remains a better choice. Even Democrats aren't so sure. Only 74% of them told the pollster that Obama was clearly the better pick in the last election. Now, that's pretty remarkable. You think 74, that's a high number. You think if you have a room of Democrats, one out of four of those Democrats think Romney might have been the better choice for president. That is a hard thing for a person to admit who's a Democrat. I mean, imagine for a moment if you are a Republican. What would have had to have happened if, as a Republican, you had been asked at some point, do you think John Kerry would have been a better president than George Bush? What would have had to have occurred for one out of four Republicans to say, yeah, I think John Kerry actually would have been better for the country than George Bush? I'm not saying think that. It wouldn't have been one in four even at that. But not only think it, acknowledge it, admit it to oneself, and then to publicly declare it to a pollster. So to have one out of four Democrats openly tell a pollster they think that Mitt Romney would have been better for the country than Barack Obama, and that's, we're not talking independent voters, Democrats, that actually is a pretty big deal. Voters rate Obama the worst president since World War II, topping even the awful, horrible, constitution-shredding embarrassment of a president, George W. Bush. Tim Malloy, assistant director of the Quinnipiac University, pollster over the span of 69 years of American history, 12 presidencies. President Barack Obama finds himself with President George Bush at the bottom of the popularity barrel. A Zogby Analytics poll released Wednesday also found Obama slipping. In that survey, 44% approval, while his disapproval leapt 4 points to 54. Nearly half of voters in the Zogby poll said Obama can't even lead the country. So you've got more Americans thinking Obama can't lead the country than he can. You've got him polled feeling that he is the single worst president since World War II that this country has seen. And a greater number of people in this country feeling that Mitt Romney would have been better, hindsight 2020, and even one of four Democrats admitting that Romney would be better for this country than Obama.
Number three.
The number three issue this week in terms of News Talk Radio focuses on the violence in Iraq and the declaration of the independent state of Iraq and Syria, so-called ISIS, and the violence again connected to that. Here are our hosts Pat Campbell and Eddie Huff talking about whether there is a military solution for the United States to get involved in Iraq.
You know who Bill Kristol is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Kristol from, is he still with National Review?
I think so.
Or no, Weekly Standard. Weekly Standard.
Yeah,
yes,
right,
the Weekly Standard. This guy is always itching to get into a war. Okay. Am I right or not? I mean, is he not constantly, you know, he's like McCain. McCain can't wait to get into the next war. So anyways, he's on one of these talking head shows with Katrina Brawl, who's I think she writes for The Nation.
I think we're sitting here at a moment, George, where we're talking about John Boehner.
This is
but
Katrina.
The central question of war and peace for this country, there is no military solution to Iraq.
Stop there. She's right. There is no military solution for Iraq.
I think there is. I beg to differ.
Oh, what's the military solution?
All-out war. I mean, no holds barred.
And who's involved?
Us. Yeah.
Okay. And okay. Let me just follow your argument for a minute. Okay. We go in. We kick ass. Uh-huh. We set up another government. Okay. And what's going to happen then?
We stay there and we enforce like we are in Germany, England, you name it, Japan, Korea.
Okay. Italy. Spain. I do not think.
I need to continue.
Are we still in Spain?
We're still in Spain.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we've got a Navy base and Air Force base. Okay. Torrejon Air Force Base. And then we've got another, can't remember the naval base we have down in southern Spain.
All right. Back to the argument, though. I don't think, and I could be wrong, I don't think the American people...
Well, that's a different story. You didn't ask me, are the people behind the solution?
Okay.
You asked me, is there a military solution? I gave you that answer, ready for it.
Let me ask the question, though, and Rand Paul brought it up. Are you willing to send your son?
Yes.
You are?
I am.
Well, here's the thing, though, because when Rand Paul brought that up, look, I mean, we went over there. We trained them. These guys are not even willing to stick up for their own city. The minute ISIS shows up, they cut and run.
Yeah.
So why expend more American lives for people?
It's bigger than that. Okay, yeah. It's bigger than that. If Iraq falls to ISIS,
right?
Where are we going to? This is what gets me about Langford's comment. We need to watch ISIS, but we don't get involved. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to watch them like they watched Hitler go all over Europe.
So do we take a more conservative approach? What say you on this? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day Show. Always, a moment or two is appropriate for discussing possible combat missions in Iraq. The Pentagon says no troops will be there no matter what as the ISIS people advance in the north. Secretary of Defense assuring reporters this past week that U.S. troops will not go to Iraq, not even to assess the situation, and will not engage in combat operations. We've heard that before. No troops will perform combat missions, the headline, all over talk radio this past week. Our job here is to review what you're saying and thinking, or people like you who are interested in the world of conversation about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people of the day, and the number two item on the countdown, something that has been an issue for a long, long time, as far as I'm concerned, not getting settled, and the wonder is, why is it now just popping back up on the radar screen? We'll talk about it and listen to some expertise in just a matter of moments here on our immigration policy here on The Countdown.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find a location nearest you.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement. It has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Hey, kids, the fireworks are starting.
Woo! That looks like a lawn chair.
That one looks like a patio set.
That one looks like Kmart and Sears giving Shop Your Way members of Pride Points, which can be redeemed on qualifying purchases until July 9th.
They're getting very detailed these days.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See shopyourway.com/PridePoints for details.
The Shop Your Way logo!
So, I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced, and it even looks different. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, and it's the number one name in acne care. But Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. And it's better for your skin, too. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever. The plus means more. You get more medicine to heal blemishes and help prevent breakouts, plus more solutions to acne problems like dark marks, dryness, redness, and oil. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-867-2116. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus 100% risk-free. Get fantastic results, or you pay nothing, guaranteed. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-867-2116. 1-800-867-2116.
Number two.
The number two issue this week in the Talk Radio Survey, Talk Radio Countdown Show, has to do with immigration. I thought it was interesting that a South Carolina sheriff who likes to show off the hundreds of illegals that he's deported stands accused this weekend of taking bribes from the owner of a restaurant chain to help his undocumented employees. James Metz, authorized by federal officials to enforce federal immigration laws, he was pretty vocal about the deportations that resulted from his work. However, he's alleged to have made an exception for restaurateur Giorgione Leone. Metz took cash from Leone to try free his workers. He was forced by the State Department to shell over $170,000 to employees after he was found to not be paying the minimum wage or overtime. So, playing this card both ways. Here's a story from host Matt Patrick. He's talking to Congressman Louis Gohmert here of Texas. They discussed the president's plan or lack of a plan with regard to our borders.
So you believe that if the president does nothing, the federal government does nothing on our border, we become a third world nation. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, it's also one of the great ironies, but the reason third world countries are third world countries is because they don't follow the rule of law. They don't enforce the law fairly across the board. That leaves open corruption and tyranny. And you get drug cartels active in a place like that many times. But what distinguishes America, what causes capital to be invested in America is that, by and large, we have been a nation that enforces the rule of law fairly, more fairly than most places ever have. And so when people leave countries because there are no job opportunities or there's such mass corruption or violence, they come here And the first thing they do is say, we want you to stop enforcing the law across the board. And well, they just ignore it, which would make us like a third world country where they don't believe in the rule of law. They don't follow the law. So,
well, they see our president doing that.
Well, yeah, the president is doing that. And he's not only doing that, he's ignoring the Constitution and saying, I'm going to make up laws, so as I speak, so shall it be. I mean, this is incredible. I couldn't believe that news agencies across the board, including Fox News, reported back when he first announced his change in who could stay here and who had to go. The people reporting it, okay, here's the new requirements of the law. Well, no, it's not the requirements of the law. This guy made it up. You also see on the border, Matt, and I was down there weekend before last, about 11 days ago. Man, it is mass chaos around where all of these people illegally have come in.
Mass chaos.
All right, well, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on for sure. A lot of conversation about it as well. We're moving on to the number one issue in a moment here on the countdown.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Flexing our conversational muscles this week on the Talk Radio Review, the Supreme Court Hobby Lobby ruling that has to do with health care, has to do with contraception, has to do with religion, all the elements of a good conversation. Here from a conversation I had on the Good Day Show this week, Baltimore Law Professor Garrett Epps didn't agree with the Supreme Court ruling in the Hobby Lobby case.
This is a very broad decision and potentially quite troubling. It's really not just...
Troubling for whom?
Well, it's troubling for employees in particular because the court, in essence, just writes their interests in employee benefits out of the law. They discuss the entire question in terms of the employer's objection in conscience to their employees having access to contraception. And it would be one thing for the court to say, well, we balance this religious freedom right on one hand against the interests of the employees in receiving fair pay, but they don't. They basically put it in scare quotes. They say the government argues that, you know, there's an interest in protecting the employees, and then they put quotes around gender equality, but we really don't see that as even present in the record. Alito is a magician, and he made the Hobby Lobby employees disappear.
All right. So there's one point of view. Let's take another point of view. This is a conversation from another host named Brian Suits. Here he talks to Josh Gerstein, who writes for Politico.com, about the concern some people have that this ruling goes against the separation of church and state.
People are somehow saying that this somehow has removed whatever wall of separation between church and state existed, that somehow now we're living in a theocracy today. Are we living in a theocracy?
I don't think so. I mean, I actually think that it's a pretty limited ruling, and if you don't believe that it's a pretty limited ruling, you don't even really have to look at the words of it. You look at who made the ruling, and the main, it could only be made with the vote of Justice Anthony Kennedy, who joined with the other conservatives on the court, or at least the Republican appointees on the court, in order to deliver this opinion. And it was pretty clear that he's not willing and not interested in taking this much further than it went in this case. In fact, you know, I think one of the most interesting things here is that the Obama administration may have brought this headache on themselves, in order to sort of assuage some complaints from Catholic groups, including Catholic universities and Catholic hospitals and so forth. They set up this way for those institutions to opt out of the contraception coverage in Obamacare. And now the court has come back and said, well, if you did that for them, you know, we don't see why you can't make an accommodation, at least for family-held companies that where the owners are devoutly religious and have some objection to this type of coverage.
That seemed last year when that exception was made, that the clock was ticking. It was a fait accompli. And as I read this, and again, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but it was really specific that a certain kind of company, I mean, everything from a sole proprietorship to who doesn't believe in birth control doesn't have to get his own birth control or whatever, but basically a closely held non-public family owned company can do this. And then I discover that, as it turns out, Hobby Lobby does provide 16 different kinds of birth control, just specifically not the day after pill and one other.
Right. I think there's four altogether, and they may have provided two, but until they got in this legal fight, they didn't even realize that those two they didn't want to provide or what have you. It's obviously something of a problem for Hobby Lobby workers, but you also have to remember that even under Obamacare, companies are not obligated to offer any health insurance to their employees at all. They can pay this penalty. I think it's about $2,000 per employee per year, and kick them into the world famous exchanges.
All right, this is an excerpt from CNBC where Governor Chris Christie gave an interesting response when he was asked whether the Supreme Court made the right decision with regard to this Hobby Lobby ruling.
Who knows? Is the Supreme Court right? The fact is that when you're an executive, your Supreme Court makes a ruling and you got to live with it unless you can get the legislative body to change the law or change the Constitution. The point is like, why should I give an opinion on whether they're right or wrong? In the end of the day, they did what they did. That's now the law of the land, unless people in the elected branches try to change it.
And so it is. The number 10 story this week to review quickly, the hot hits and talk radio, the World Cup, Israeli-Palestinian turmoil number 9, gun policy number 8, a target, Hillary Clinton number 7, Obama executive orders number 6, Hurricane Arthur 5, low Obama approval ratings 4, the violence in Iraq is 3, immigration policy is 2, and the Hobby Lobby ruling number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.